Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Cressine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, joined by Keith Cressine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Three games, coach, since we talked last. Should have been four, but you had one canceled at Bennington on Monday. Beat Lincoln 47-14 and then went out at Chase 55-32 on Friday. And Tuesday, I went over Pike Valley 54-32. All these games just kind of getting an early lead and kind of doing the things you need to do to pick up victories. What were your thoughts in the last three league games here?
Well, you know, it was nice to get three league victories, but you know, we kind of came out kind of slow, I felt, not as aggressive as what we are capable of, really kind of all three games for the most part. When I say that there, I like to be patient and effective scoring. And I think all three of these games this in the past week here, we've came out and we tried to force the issue a little bit more instead of be patient offensively and getting good shots. We settled for shots that had we moved the ball around just a little bit, we would have got better shots, I feel like. But, you know, once they settled down in all three of the games, we were really productive offensively. Again, it starts with Kara and Elle on the inside trying to make them their presence known as trying to get the ball inside, but then it frees up the perimeter shots, and we're moving the ball around a lot better than what we have. You know, the defensively, I think we've been playing a little bit more man exclusively. I think the girls are a little bit more aggressive in it. We haven't been running into any foul trouble, so, you know, it's nice to be able to play games to where then you can get all the girls involved in the game, and, you know, especially heading down to the playoff time here, you know, we're injury-free, which is a key, too.
So you move on. Your final game of the regular season will be against Sylvan Lucas coming up on Friday. The Lady Mustangs, team that you've already seen once. You beat them in the third-place game of the Northern Plains League Tournament. What's the focus here for your group for this last game as you get ready for regionals next week? You'll have a first-round bye, but the focus on what you need to get done there.
Well, again, continue to get better, but down to the conference tournament, we came out and played pretty well to start with and put it to them, but Sylvan Lucas, to their credit, they play extremely hard. They defensively, they get with it. They're just really physical team. And second half, they made a run at us because we were allowing open shots. We weren't moving around and closing out on the shooters. Of course, they were aggressive with their offense, looking to score a little bit more, and they made some shots. So I think the key is to come out and play well, you know, defensively, not allow the open shots that we allowed the first time that we played, and take care of the ball. If I remember right, that we had some unforced turnovers, and again, when you're throwing the ball away for no whatever reason, you don't have that opportunity to score. So if we'd shore that up and take care of the ball, rebound like we have been all season long, you know, it'd be a good contest for us, especially playing down at Sylvan, because again, they're going to be ready to go.
Keith Cressine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against the Mustangs and as you head into regionals next week.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind. Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. We're with Lance Bergman, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays basketball team. Coach, three games since we talked last. We're going to try to do our best to condense this to save a little time. Lincoln on Thursday, you won 62-32 at home. Out at Chase, you won 63-37 on Friday, and then a 68-44 win at Pike Valley on Tuesday. Up by just four at halftime against the Panthers, but then stretched it out with a 23-3 third quarter. Just these last three games, some quick thoughts on how they went for you and how you feel about these three wins.
Yeah, that's, I guess, until I heard you actually say it, it had been three games since we played, and we missed out on the fourth. But at Lincoln, I thought we came out focused and actually did a really nice job right away, played pretty well. Then, went down to Chase, and that we kind of came out in a little bit of a funk. They were up on us 9-3. It was 20-16 at first quarter. We played a lot better in the second quarter, and then the third quarter we really turned it around, kind of, you know, refocused and played really well and kind of ran away with it at that point. And then we turn around and go to Pike Valley. We were supposed to play Bennington, was really looking forward to that game, and kind of disappointed we didn't get to play it. And then trying to get the kids to refocus and be ready to go on Tuesday, a tough place to go play in Cortland, knowing that, you know, we're supposed to win that game, we just got to show up and play. And you know, that first half, we were struggling. They outplayed us. I mean, the scoreboard may not have showed it. We were up four, but they had outplayed us without a doubt. That was probably our worst defensive game in a long time. We were slow. We were not aggressive. We were very timid. Went into the locker room. Felt like we hashed some things out in the locker room, got refocused, and really came out in that third quarter and did exactly what we did against Chase, just refocused, played really, really well. I thought our defense stepped up kind of back to what we expect out of ourselves, and then played, you know, really great third quarter, and then just got up and finished it off there in the fourth. But, you know, we got some good productive minutes off the bench. I was kind of frustrated with the first five. They were sitting down for a while. I had some of the bench guys in, thought they did a really nice job. Of course, Dalton's becoming an offensive threat a little bit. We've been trying to work with that. Brandon knocked down, you know, five threes, which really helped. And then Brady, he's still continuing to get his baskets and scoring and improving on his free throws. So overall, it was good three wins, but, you know, we got to get rid of that slow start in the fourth, the first quarter, and just be focused and really pay attention, because we've got to be getting better every game now. It's crunch time, and, you know, it's you getting down to where you can't lose, you go home. So I think the boys are starting to realize that. You know, we're talking about high school kids, and, you know, basketball's a mental game, so I got to do my best as a coach to get them focused and ready to go, especially for a game on Friday against Sylvan.
So when Lucas, a team that just lost to Osborne last night, they've been kind of up and down at times this year, but more ups than downs, obviously, for that team. They're going to play a pretty tough brand of basketball. They're going to get after it defensively. How do you feel about the matchup with the Mustangs Friday night?
You know, you're exactly right. They are going to play a tough brand of basketball. They're going to show up and want to beat us. I mean, it's been a good matchup for us the last couple of years. We actually snuck one away at our place. They were up on us, I think, 14 at half last year. Granted, you know, everybody's graduated some kids, but a good physical team that is, you know, traveling to Sylvan. You know, we got to be ready. We can't have that slow start in the first quarter. They've had, like you said, enough ups that they can knock us out pretty quick if we're not ready. So we're going to come out hopefully refocused, and hopefully we can get the game in and, you know, come away with one more win before the regular season ends.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll see you out there Friday at Sylvan.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Spring Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat, instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV now or internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes. Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 TB hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats, Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Travis Eberle with us now, the coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. Coach, a couple of wins since we talked last. You beat Southern Cloud on Friday, 57-44, and then you bounced back with a win at Wilson, 50-31 on Tuesday night. What are some of the things that you've seen over these last two games? Some pretty important wins here now as you it ends up being for your regional standings coming up, but what are your thoughts of these last two?
Yeah, you know, we went into the Southern Cloud game, and I stressed to the girls, you know, how important every win was, you know, from here on out, because it's getting there towards the end of the season and help us on our seeding, you know, the regional. And I thought we'd come out, and we started off, we got the tip, you know, and scored, and then we had a kind of threw a press at them and got some easy buckets there, and then we got hurt on it. And give them probably 8 or so easy back buckets on fast breaks, you know. And so kind of got out of that and settled down and just played a good defense. And I guess the main thing I'm seeing on my team right now is we're being patient on the offensive end and executing the offense. You know, playing sound defense and, you know, not giving the opposing team easy shots, you know, and not very many second chance points. We're doing good on the boards, and that's important to me this time of year. And even the, you know, the kids getting the wins, you know, it gives them a good boost going into regional play.
So yeah, you get the two wins there. You have Sylvan Lucas coming up here tonight, and then you move on with the regional, as we mentioned, on Monday. You'll host Hill City. So what are some of those things you focus on here, especially in this last game, to stay sharp as you go into regionals?
Well, Sylvan, you know, they beat us down there in the league tournament, and I didn't feel we played very well against them in tournaments. We kind of just had an off night, and I think the kids realize now that, you know, we got to play strong and be aggressive on every possession, offense and defense, and you know, we need to set that tone going into regional, because, you know, if we want to continue on the season, we got to play good defense, you know, control the boards and you know, score points when we're open. And that's one thing that we've been doing well here lately. You know, my team, the team shooting percentage has gone up, you know, quite a bit in the last few games. It was a little off in St. John's game, but, you know, that's due to the good defense they put on us. So I told the girls, you know, tonight's game against Sylvan, you know, we got to play good, and I think if we come out ready to play, you know, we should be able to control the pace of the game, you know, and slow them down a little bit and just play good defense. I think we'll be all right.
Travis Eberle, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and good luck against Sylvan tonight.
Yep, thank you.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs. Checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on Katy Country 94 in our high school basketball locker room chat. Drew Dusky joining us now, the coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, two games since we talked last. A tough two-point loss to Southern Cloud Friday, 45-43. And then you win 63-56 at Wilson on Tuesday. Just quickly go back to that Friday game. I know it was a tough way to lose as they made a couple free throws down in the last seconds there to get the win. What were your thoughts on Southern Cloud Friday?
We already played them in the league tournament, and we knew it was going to be a tough game. Their defensive scheme coming out and playing a 3-2, trying to take away our outside shooting and really pressure us outside and kind of disrupt our offense. And we tried to figure out some stuff to combat that, and I thought we played better than we did when we played them the first time. And it was a battle back and forth, and we started in the fourth quarter down, I think, 7 or 8, and we battled back, and to be able to be within, the game at the end and how the game was going and tying it with 20 seconds left and then calling a timeout, talking about you got to play good defense and don't foul a jump shooter, and then coming out letting them get a shot off and found 1.5 seconds left with a chance to obviously take the lead after it was tied. It's a tough way to lose, especially as well as we played as hard as we fought. But I think we can learn from that and take some good stuff away definitely from that second matchup against Southern Cloud.
Wilson's a team that you've actually had your two best offensive performances against this year. What's bringing it out for your team against Wilson?
I don't know if it's anything special. I mean, those are the games where we executed the best. I mean, they played a tough, in-your-face man defense, and we were able to really exploit them inside. Caleb was in foul trouble a little bit, so he didn't get a whole lot of touches inside the. But Mason was pushing people around, and they really didn't have a big body that could match up with him well. And even when we went with a little bit smaller lineup with Mason was out, Devin was getting some touches inside. Devin was probably just as big or bigger than most of the guys that were guarding him. So we had some matchup problems for Wilson, and I thought we were able to definitely get the ball inside and do some good work in there. And I think we made 10 or 11 threes, and that's probably the best we've shot from the outside all year. So I think it was just a combination of finally the offense clicking a little bit, but I thought we played pretty well.
So you move on now. Sylvan Lucas coming up tonight, then Natoma tomorrow night. You'll have Palco in the first round of the regional on Tuesday, so you know all that. What do you focus on here against the Mustangs and Tigers as you get ready for the postseason?
Well, I think just staying focused on the next game, Regionals is already set, and we know what's going to happen. But Sylvan's a good team. They probably play some of the best defense in the league, and sometimes we struggle against man defenses when we're not able to get our offense flowing and knock down shots. So we've got to come out ready to play because they're ready to take it to us. And the same thing when you're looking at Natoma. Their record's not the best, but we're not a team that can overlook anybody. I just want our guys to be focused every game from now until the start of the regionals, and even that, even the regional game against Palco. I know they're the lowest seed, but we can't go into a game thinking that we've got this one and overlook anybody. But I was very happy with the way we finished out the season, to be able to put ourselves in the position we are now.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck in these next couple games and as you head into the regional next week.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Joined now by Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Just one game to talk about, coaches. Monday and Tuesday's games were both canceled for you with school closed due to weather. But just looking back there at Friday against Lincoln, it was a game where really the first quarter you came out pretty well, and especially defensively holding them to a low point total in the first half. You were still right there, but they kind of broke free there in the second half and ended up winning at 39-18. Just overall, what were your thoughts there, the loss to Lincoln there on Friday night?
Yeah, we kind of set ourselves a goal there in that first quarter. It seemed like, I tried to tell the girls, it seems like every first quarter I'm calling the first timeout because we're behind 6-7 points, and I said I want to change that. So that was kind of our goal coming out, that we were going to make them call the first timeout, and we got that accomplished. The second quarter, yeah, it was, I mean, still a pretty close game. I think we were down 4 at halftime. Mm-hmm. And then the third quarter kind of got, I don't know, really know what happened. They kind of amped up their pressure on us, and we just kind of lost our heads about everything and got to turn the ball over a little too much and then couldn't score.
So again, you fall there. Again, these last two games this week were canceled, so you finish out the regular season with Thunder Ridge coming up Friday night, and then you'll head into regionals next week. That bracket's not officially out right now, but it looks like you'll have Southern Cloud in the first round there. Just overall, first Thunder Ridge, what do you want to accomplish there on Friday night before heading into regionals?
Yeah, Thunder Ridge, they're going to be tough. If we can come out and play a first quarter like we did the other night and play that for the whole game, I mean, we're right there with them. And I know it doesn't so much count against the record for regional seeding, but, I mean, if we can get some confidence built up there to go in on Monday, that will be a positive for us. It kind of stinks that we didn't get to play Southern Cloud to kind of get a look at them mm-hmm. once before, but we'll watch film and prepare as much as we can.
Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Little Grizzlies here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck here on Friday, Friday against Thunder Ridge, and then next week in Start Regionals.
Yep, thank you a lot.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. There's great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Ripley, downtown Mankato. They have in the produce department strawberries for $1.99 for 1 pound package. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Ripley, downtown Mankato. Check out all the great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Ripley, downtown Mankato. 12-ounce, 31-40 count best choice cooked shrimp for $5.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Ripley, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Joined now by Nick Meisner, the coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, unfortunately, just one game to talk about here is Monday and Tuesday's games were canceled because you were out of school. You played Lincoln on Friday in kind of a close game at times, and really late in the third quarter it was still kind of close, but you guys made a run there and ended up winning it by 24, 68-44 over the Leopards. You had four players in double figures, Davion McDonald 18, Derek Gillett 17 to kind of lead the way. Just what stood out there on Friday in that win over Lincoln?
Yeah, the first quarter, you know, we've kind of been notorious for starting out really slow and digging ourselves in a hole. Well, it's not one of the few times we came out shooting really well, and I think we made five trays in the first quarter. I think we only made two after that for the remaining three quarters, but, you know, that certainly helped. You know, and Lincoln, you know, they play a good man defense, and, you know, I didn't know how we were going to react to that, but, you know, we passed the ball, got some pressure on them, too, that forced some fast breaks, and, you know, we jumped out to a nice lead there in the first quarter and kind of maintained it, you know, a little bit there in the second, and then they said, you know, basketball's a game of runs, and they kind of did that a couple times on us and cut it to seven or eight there a couple times, and they hung around. They didn't give up, you know. And then there, late in the third quarter, we finally kind of broke it open and you know, got up by 20 or so, and didn't look back. But you know, that's probably the most complete game we've had all year. You know, as far as getting out to a fast start and just playing well defensively. I don't think we had but maybe 10 or 11 turnovers. You know, that's been a big stickler for us, too. So I thought the team plays there, and we really started to gel here the last couple games. So, you know, that's the way you want to be heading into regionals next week. But just unfortunate we couldn't have the Monday and Tuesday games. That's something I feel like Rock Hills needs to look into a little bit before they call the game so soon. But it really does have a ripple effect on the rest of the league, and it's really hurt us as well as far as kind of keeping the flow of the season going.
So you move on now. You'll finish the regular season with Thunder Ridge, and then next week you get into the regional tournament. Looks like you'll host Lincoln again next week to start that. But what are some of the things that you're focusing on here to end the regular season with Thunder Ridge?
Yeah, well, like I said, you prepare for a couple games that don't happen, and we were kind of wanting to get a sneak peek at Southern Cloud. We haven't seen them all year, and there's a good chance we'll see them maybe next week if we take care of business with Lincoln at home on Tuesday. But right now, yeah, we got to get by Thunder Ridge. They've really kind of come together the last couple weeks and look to be a completely different team than how they started out. So, you know, they're a dangerous team. It'll be a good warm-up for regionals. You know, we got to go over there, and that's always a tough place to play as well. So, yeah, today we're just going to kind of regroup and have a hard practice and kind of, you know, run some different things here and there to kind of prepare us for next week against Thunder Ridge, all you know, while hoping you still get the victory. But it's a 50-50 game, in my opinion. And then, yeah, hopefully, I think we got Lincoln at home on Tuesday, which we got to play them back-to-back, essentially in a 10-day period and for the third time this season. And that's always tough. I don't care what the record shows. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to overcome it, and you got to play your best and be at your best, you know, when it comes regional time. So there's no second chances when it comes to that. So we'll see what Thunder Ridge brings, and maybe we can kind of keep rolling into next week.
Nick Meinzer, the coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck as you finish out the regular season and head into regionals next week.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings out for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of bone-in pork steak, $1.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Duncan Hines cake mix, 15 and a quarter ounce selected varieties for just 99 cents. It's now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Craig Batchman with us now, the head coach of the Sylvan girls basketball team. Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs winning a couple games here, Coach. Since we talked last, you won out at Wilson 61-49 on Friday, and then a 57-44 home win over Osborne on Tuesday night. Osborne, a team that you had lost to earlier this year in the NPL tournament semis, so a nice bounce back win there. Just overall, what were your thoughts of these last two, and what stood out the most in those wins over Wilson and Osborne?
You know, we have been playing well here towards the end of the season. You know, that's when you want to be rolling at your best. Wilson, I thought we did a good job offensively. We had good effort from our post players and got some buckets from them. And then Osborne defensively, I thought we did a good job of getting to their guards. And, you know, last time we played them, they got out to that big lead before halftime, and I thought we did a good job of controlling that and not getting in a hole. And then just execution at times, we did a great job at running our offense and executing. So, you know, those were good things that I seen out of the girls.
So can you pick up the two wins there? And now here coming up tonight, you'll play Lakeside, and then Friday night, St. John's Tipton. And you already know your first-round opponent in the regional will be La Crosse coming up next Monday. So flurry of activity here to finish the season. What are some of the things you focus on here in the last two to get ready for the postseason on Monday?
You know, you just want to be playing at the highest level that you can here towards the end of the season, because you turn around next week and you lose, you're done. So these next games, we just want to focus on doing things correctly and trying to prove each and every game just to prepare us for the regional tournament.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck in the next two as you finish out the regular season and head into the postseason Monday.
All right, thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back into the Locker Room Chats. KD Country 94, Jeff Starkey with us now, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last. You won out at Wilson 55-37 on Friday, and then a 56-38 loss to Osborne on Tuesday. Probably two different ends of the spectrum here, but you had a very balanced scoring attack in that win against Wilson on Friday. What made you so successful there against the Dragons Friday night?
I think we just have a group of kids that are willing to share the basketball and find the best shot for us. And I think, you know, when we talk about the Wilson game, I thought they did a good job of that. And then our energy on the defensive end was really good.
So Osborne, obviously a team that's very, very good. Darnell Holloway went for 34 last night for them, and it looks like he's really starting to come into his own here toward the end of the season. But you know offensively that they're going to have some weapons, but you held them to 56, which is actually lower than a lot of these games that they've been playing. But just overall, what's the toughest thing about facing a team like that with so many weapons?
I think that's it. They you know, inside and out. And I think they're really wanting to play through Darnell, and, you know, he's so physical and talented that he's going to give you problems. You know, I think at one point in the second quarter, we took a lead and trailed three at halftime, and you got to come out of the locker room. We got to find ways to you know, score with them or get stops, one or the other. But they're so talented. You know, it's hard to kind of pick your poison a little bit, what you're going to give up and what you're going to take away.
So coming up next now, tonight you have Lakeside Friday night against St. John's Tipton. What are the thoughts of these next two games? What are the problems that these two teams present for you?
You know, with Lakeside, I think, you know, what they've shown with their zone, you know, is giving some teams some problems. And so that's going to be something that we've got to overcome, and we've got to find ways to score. And, you know, they're a physical team. And then St. John's Beloit can put so many shooters on the floor. They cause problems with that and can spread the floor. And you know, that it's going to be something that's going to be a challenge for us. Offensively, we just got to, you know, go out, play with confidence, share the basketball, and you know, let that take care of itself.
Now, regional seedings are done now, and you'll take on Natoma coming up next Tuesday. But what's the focus there to make sure that the kids stay focused as far as that, and in case you get out of this one, a better maybe spot in a sub-state seating as well?
Yeah, you know, you got to focus on the game that's ahead of you, you know, and we've talked a little bit about regionals, but right now we're worried about this week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, next week we start getting into the regional action. You know, we just got to take care of the one that's in front of us and not try to look too far out and ahead of us.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team of the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for joining us again this week, Coach, and best of luck in these next two before you head into the regional.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.